Welcome to the Sundial Writer's Corner, one of WLRH's longest-running shows and greatest traditions. Here, we feature poetry and prose submitted by talented Tennessee Valley wordsmiths. Hi there, I'm Dory Nutt, one of the program's producers. This feature of Huntsville Public Radio is sponsored by the 19th Annual Athens Storytelling Festival, whose mission is to keep the fine art of storytelling alive and well among the school kids of North Alabama. Today, Sundial contributor George Hamilton tells us about the Hamilton family canon.
About 2 years ago, our family canon took a road trip from Mentone, Alabama, to its new home in Townsend, Georgia. It all began in the early 1960s with Dad's passion for Civil War artillery, so naturally, he wanted a cannon. He drove the family in our Plymouth station wagon to Dixie Gun Works in Union City, Tennessee, and bought a reproduction cannon barrel in the 2-pounder size, which happens to fit a small orange juice can. Along with the barrel, we brought home a 50-pound bag of blasting powder and 100 feet of cannon fuse. He drew out the side plates of the carriage full-size, bought a 6-foot piece of steel channel, a 20-ton Acme thread house jack for the barrel elevation screw, and headed to Russell Weldon and told them what he wanted. They didn't blink. However, I suspect there were some stories told that evening around the welder's dinner table along the lines of, "You won't believe what came into the shop today." The side plates were cut out of 1-inch thick steel plate and were welded to the channel with the barrel set between the side plates. He'd read up on cannon loading tools and built them out of wood broom handles and fashioned the business ends from non-sparking materials such as polyethylene pipe, a carpet wrap for the wet swab, a rammer, and more tools. Though the carriage was not yet done, he was anxious to try out the cannon, so it was chained to a big tree in the backyard, as he didn't know what the recoil might be. About a foot of cannon fuse was stuffed down the touch hole with a few inches sticking out to be lit. Then the non-sparking powder measure scooped up a few tablespoons of blasting powder, which were gently pushed down the bore. Next, several carefully formed wads of newspaper were forced into the muzzle and tamped down with the rammer. Dad lit the fuse and it burned down out of sight. After a few anxious seconds, the cannon erupted with a huge cloud of white smoke and a very loud roar. The barrel hadn't moved much. Soon he'd located a set of wood wagon wheels with axle, and the cannon was done. The cannon could be slowly towed with a trailer hitch, so we moved the cannon across the street and down the firebreak of our land, the long axis of which parallels South Shaw D Road, and aimed the cannon down the long side of the property and loaded the beast with powder, paper wads, and a concrete-filled OJ can. The report from the cannon was impressive, and we could see the OJ can as it clipped pine trees downrange. In typical Dad fashion, he started off with a single scoop of powder. In typical boy fashion, we urged him to add more scoops of powder with subsequent shots, and he did. The report got louder and the OJ cans flew further. We were thrilled. At 6 scoops of powder, things got really interesting as the OJ can took a really long, high flight. Dad decided to quit for the day, pack up the cannon, and drive home. Then he drove down the road toward the neighbor's house to see if there were any holes in their roof. Thankfully, none were seen, but that OJ can was never found. The cannon stayed on the bluff of Green Mountain, overlooking Owens Crossroads, for more than 30 years. We shot the cannon on many occasions, such as a rehearsal dinner for a favorite spouse and my wedding, regular pig nicks, as we call them, when we'd roast a whole hog on a rotating spit over a fire, and other auspicious times. When my folks downsized in 2003, the cannon was in great need of rebuilt wood wagon wheels. While they didn't have many miles on them, they had many moons and rains. Their condo had no place for a cannon, and even if it did, I suspect the HOA might have had some concerns about it. Thus, in need not only of wheel repair, but also a new home, it went to the yard of younger brothers' in-laws Bill and Sue Swartz in Mentone. Bill knew of a wheelwright who could renew the wheels, so it was a good match. Now younger brother and his bride, Janet Swartz Hamilton, have new digs and lots of room, so the cannon went with them to Townsend, Georgia.
Native Huntsvillian George Hamilton is the son of a piano teacher and rocket engineer. After a stint working construction in Saudi Arabia, he embarked on a 35-year career at NASA. He enjoys life near Five Points with wife Laura and a poodle named Fred. You can hear George's story again by visiting our website, WLRH.org, and looking for Sundial under the Shows and Podcast tab. While you're there, you can listen to all the past stories and poems. And you can tune in next Monday morning at 9 for a new edition of Sundial here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. The Sundial Writers' Corner is sponsored by the 19th Annual Athens Storytelling Festival, happening in downtown Athens, October 23rd through 25th. Tickets and information are available at athensstorytellingfestival.com.